94.9 HOM, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. It's 7:15 AJ and Nikki in the morning.
So on the phone with us is my friend Corey Dillon from Tampa Bay. She lives in St. Petersburg. And I understand you survived Hurricane Irma.
I'm happy to say that I did, but I got to tell you, this was probably the most terrified I've ever been living in the Bay Area in 15 years, because we've seen a lot of storms come and go, but this was the first one. Really, in 100 years, it was coming straight for Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And you were just telling us that something happened that has just never happened, at least in the history of my living in Tampa Bay, which was 17 years, and that was the curfew.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's ever happened. We were under a mandatory curfew between 3 o'clock yesterday and 3 o'clock today, meaning you can't leave wherever you are to go outside and do any traveling, because you're going to be questioned by the authorities if they catch you on the road.
Mm-hmm. Now, you decided not to evacuate, to stay put, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I'm not in a flood zone, which is pretty remarkable because I'm only 5 blocks to the water where I live in St. Petersburg.
Hmm.
But I'm also about 24 feet above sea level, and they were talking about the storm surge rising from about 5 to 8 feet. But one of the weird things that happened was that before the storm made its way in, the water receded in Tampa Bay, on the bay itself, which means that, I mean, we know what that means, but the bay itself, one thing that people don't know is that it's very shallow. You mm-hmm. won't really see a lot of boats on the bay. In some places, it's only about 6 feet deep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So to see that tide go way out, you know, in Tampa along Bayshore Boulevard, which is the longest contiguous sidewalk in America. But I mean, people were out there like nothing, you know, nothing was happening. I mean, they shouldn't have been out there, but they were. And just on the bay itself, like I said, it was really weird to see those waters recede so far out. Where did they go, you know? So, and high tide, I guess, hit in the middle of the night. So we're going to have to, you know, all wake up and just kind of see what the damage is. I'm sure there's wind damage. I'm sure there's down trees and power lines. But it really kind of appears that we may have dodged a huge bullet.
Really good to hear. Did you lose power at any point, Corey?
Oh, yeah, we did. We finally lost power. I mean, we were hearing that obviously millions of people in Florida had lost power and over 700,000 in the Bay Area.
Wow.
But we didn't lose power. I'm in Palm Harbor, which is about 30 or so miles north of St. Petersburg, but it's still in Pinellas County. I just escaped up here to a friend's house because she's on higher ground.
Yes,
she's at about 50 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we finally lost power at about 10 o'clock last night.
And do you have it back at this point?
Well, no. I mean, we're still under, you know, mandatory curfew, so I can't leave and you know, opt to wake up, so pardon my morning voice, but I'll have to wake up and just kind of see what the news is and what has happened.
And you're still you're still under a tropical storm warning, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing texts from one of our local news stations that send out the alerts. So we're under a tropical storm warning, but being in the radio business, as you guys know, that doesn't prevent them from calling you into work. So I've driven through a tropical storm before, and it's scary because
it is.
The winds are really strong, and we've got several bridges around here, and this is the first time that I can recall. I think all of them were closed for business, but the governor had lifted all sorts of tolls several days ago, so that people could evacuate. But it's been an ordeal. I mean, that's a major life upheaval.
Yes,
when something
it is.
Like
sure.
This happens,
yes.
Because every business shuts down. The grocery stores, the gas stations were out of gas.
No backup generators either. From reading the news, there was not a backup generator to be found anywhere because they all sold out.
People were fighting over them. I mean, there's one nice story of a woman who she was in line behind a guy that got the last generator,
yes.
And she broke down because I guess her father needs it for either a respirator or some sort of, you know, life-saving device, and he gave it to her. I mean, there's pictures in the papers of them hugging, and she was just, you know, in tears.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And
absolutely,
we'll
guys.
Continue to keep everyone in our thoughts and prayers because a tropical storm is still dangerous.
Thank you. We'll be assessing the damage this morning. You guys take care.
You too.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
AJ and Nikki in the morning.